Paul brought us back to Mark's discussion about the deficits that might occur if the relationship between the parent and the child is impaired. How do your techniques work with emotionally handicapped children who come from a very bad upbringing, say, depressed parents or a parent who doesn't like physical contact? Mark replied, "Think about it as a public health problem. Some children come with a lot of history of damage and difficulty, and some come with very supportive parents. For normal children, these programs just continue to build immunity, if you will. We have the most impact on children who have emotional problems in the middle range, not serious ones." For example, Mark said that depressed children are helped the most by the social and emotional learning programs. But children whose behavior is extremely out of control or who have very serious mental health problems need much more. And the program did not help much those children diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. In some cases, because they have organic damage, as was also the case for children with fetal alcohol syndrome. He summed up, "These children have a difficult time learning from experience, so there are clearly limits on what a public health model can do." Mark then switched to a related public policy issue, the education of teachers. Teachers go through 4 years of college education, but they are not required to enroll in a course that concerns what we've discussed here today. They may learn how to reinforce and punish children, but they don't learn about emotional development. They don't learn how to make children more mindful in any sense of the word, or how to create harmony. If there is one single point on which we can make a great impact, it's by beginning to teach this to teachers before they go into the classroom. In a sense, said the Dalai Lama, this is easier to implement as well because you are really getting at the source.